Marion Harkin, I remember, when she stood up in the Dáil over a year ago in the vote to nominate Micheál Martin as Taoiseach in the new Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition government, she said then that her vote and support was simply on loan to them. That loan was extended out somewhat this week when Deputy Harkin voted with the government in the no-confidence motion put down in the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney.
So looking at Minister Coveney's entire record as Minister for Foreign Affairs and the actions that have subsequently been taken by the Taoiseach, I will use a football analogy and say the colour of the card for Minister Coveney should be yellow, not red.
And I have to say some of our, well, a lot of our listeners have been questioning that decision and asking Deputy Harkin to clarify why she voted the way she did. And she's on the line now, and I'm just looking at one WhatsApp here, Deputy, saying, Deputy Harkin may as well go the full hog and join Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael because she is definitely not independent. Why did you vote the way you did, Marion?
Well, good morning, Niall. Can I first make a quick comment? I've been listening to your programme all morning, and particularly to the last person who contributed. And he was saying, you know, what are people doing? And 4 hours after that vote on Simon Coveney at about 10 past midnight in the Dáil that night, I was speaking to the Minister for Children about the crisis in childcare and the fact that early years professionals are paid less than €12 an hour, and trying to get the Minister to commit to proper salary scales in the next budget. Last night at about 9 o'clock, we were discussing the really important issue of adopted people having access to their birth certs. So those are just some of the examples in that sort of 24-hour period, 48-hour period of issues that were being raised and dealt with in the Dáil. We have huge amounts of work to do. I absolutely agree, and that's what's important. So just that deviation.
Okay.
To answer your question, what am I doing as an independent? Well, if you look at the record of voting in the Dáil, about 85% of the time I vote against the government, about 15% I vote with. And if you look at other political parties, whether it's Sinn Féin, Labour, etc., sometimes they vote with, but mostly they vote against. But that's what being an independent is. And I'm not political cannon fodder, always voting either against the government or for the government. So this week, again, the Canadian trade deal, CETA, some of your listeners will be well aware of that. I'm on that committee. We were split 50-50. The government are strongly in favour. I, along with the Labour Party, Sinn Féin and others, are against. So people hear about Simon Coveney and what's happening there, but it's a much wider and bigger picture.
So taking that into account,
right?
Okay, so you weighed up the issues and you felt in the round it was better to vote confidence in Simon Coveney. Why so? How did you come to that conclusion after all we've heard over the past 6-8 weeks at this stage?
Well, two things, Niall. The offence itself, he made mistakes. Envoys have always been appointed by the minister and the department, but he made mistakes. And there was a really bad smell about the fact that Catherine Zappone could text several senior ministers, the Taoiseach and an ambassador, lobbying for that job. I absolutely agree with that. But on the night in the Dáil, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the process had been changed, lessons had been learned, and that would not happen again. Simon Coveney apologised, and also, of course, we had the whole Merrion Gate, a 5-star hotel across from the Dáil. It's no wonder people are angry about that. Mm. But Simon Coveney didn't attend, he didn't arrange it, he wasn't the person who sent the text. He handled it badly. He made mistakes. But look at his work on the Northern Ireland Protocol. How important is it that we have no hard border on the island of Ireland? And I am happy to say he was a person who played a very significant role there. So in the round, I think it's a yellow, not a red card. And Niall, I'm in the Dáil 18 months. The election was precipitated by a confidence motion. We've lost a commissioner.
Yeah, well, I was just going to come to that point. I mean, arguably, Dara Cillieri and the likes of Dara Cillieri and Phil Hogan went for less serious matters, would you
not
feel?
Well, people have different perspectives on that. I think at the end of the day, and now this is my personal opinion, I think one of the reasons Phil Hogan went was that he didn't apologise, he didn't recognise that he had made mistakes and say, I was wrong and I have learned and this won't happen again. Simon Coveney did that. He apologised for his mistakes. And to me, that's crucial. But what is even more important is that new processes are in place and this can't happen again. So look, am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. I have to make my judgments on what's in front of me and assess the position at that time. But as I said, I know there are people out there who expect me every time either to vote against or vote for the government. But sure, if I did that, I wouldn't be an independent.
Okay.
That's what an independent is.
So it is as it was back when the government was formed. Your vote still on loan and you'll decide issue by issue in relation to supporting the government.
I've been listening all morning and there was some very interesting contributions from many of the people who called in. And one particular person said, people don't follow the band. They want to be part of the band. Well, you know something, that's not just within parties. That's how people think. Nobody won the last election. Sinn Féin got the most number ones. Fianna Fáil got the most seats. So we need to stop harking back to the days when we had clear winners of elections. Look at many European countries. We have coalitions. Why should Ireland be different? The people deliver the verdict and parties and independents have to get on with it. And finally, Niall, people talk about it's time for another election. Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. But politics is about lots more than elections. It's about governing in between elections and finding a pathway to do